in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
Izzy was out for a while there. Two extra days.
So is that all that was?
Let's find out what happened.
It's tweekend time. Here's your 140 or less.
I had a good friend come to stay with me for almost a week. So Friday, after First Friday Lunch, we went out to the Barrett Jackson show because he likes cars. I know nothing about cars, but it was still really cool. So we went to that at Mandalay Bay. He'd also never been to the Strip, so we parked down at Planet Hollywood and walked all the way to Mandalay Bay so that, you know, he could get a feel for the Strip. But while we were there, we went to an auction because I've never been to one.
It's basically what Barrett Jackson is.
Do you know why? Like, I think it's fascinating, but who started the trend of auctioneering like that, where they talk all fast and it's all gibberish, and why is that still a thing? Was it just to keep people's interest during an auction?
I think it builds, like, the feeling like, oh, man, it's happening quick, I gotta...
it's just for affect.
I would think. Psychologically, it makes you go, I gotta get in this now before it's over, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay, well,
and
that was really
then it
cool.
turned into, yeah. And you're looking at, like, the best of the best of the auctioneers there.
I guess.
At Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, it was really awesome. So that was cool. We cooked a couple different times.
What'd you cook?
Lasagna, salmon, asparagus, and potatoes.
Separately, I hope?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took him out to eat one night. We went to my gym a couple times to climb, and then I took him outside climbing with me and a group of girls that I go climbing with every weekend on Sunday, and he had never top roped before. Like, he'd only ever bouldered. So he did really well top roping outside.
Wow.
So we were out there for a really long time. I think we were there, from 9 to 5, we were outside, and then finally went back home. And then we woke up early the next morning to go kayaking out of the Colorado River. So we, saw Emerald Cave. We kept going down. I think we kayaked around 7 miles. So that was a cool day. And then, yesterday we did nothing because he had his flight around 6 o'clock last night. And we were both really dead from the 2 days before. So we took my dogs on a walk at the park and hung out until his flight. So it was really fun not having to wake up super early every day, even though we did kind of wake up super early to go do things. But we did fun things.
Yeah, he must have really liked you. Because I know if I went to Vegas on vacation, somebody else would.
Today we're going to climb a rock, and then tomorrow we're going to kayak. I'd be like, I have to go home.
Yeah. No, he likes being active.
Well, you can be active without doing that.
Yeah. He likes being actively trying to impress you.
No.
That's what he likes.
Yes, I'm friends with people that like to do the same things as me.
This guy loves you.
He does. Whatever. It's the same guy that drove 4 hours out of the way in his goat mobile to pick you up at the airport. Sparks the airport.
Fifth man. Look, he's a nice guy. Not attracting anything from this guy. I'm just letting you know he's in love with you, and you're fooling yourself
totally in love
if
with
you're
you.
Not thinking that this guy's in love with you. Would you drive 2.5 hours to pick someone up from the airport, drop them off their hotel, and then 2.5 hours back home, and you got to work the next day? It's a 5-hour round trip.
For him, yeah, absolutely.
Dude, for a $15 Uber ride.
We've been really good friends for a long time.
I got my mom an Uber once because it was past 7:15 at night.
This guy is in love with you. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it, except for that you are denying.
No, I'm not denying.
Denying.
It.
Okay, good. No. Good.
Just
so you know.
About that stuff,
just so you know.
We have very open communication.
Right.
He was very nice to pick up me and Sparks, by the way.
Yes.
I wouldn't have picked this up if I drove 2.5 hours to go pick up a girl.
Who are these losers?
Get your own ride.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? It's a city full of Lyfts, Ubers, trains, buses. Take one of them.
Yeah. Take Laurel and Hardy and get the hell out of here.
Out of here. You're not riding in my car with zero headrests that has grass clippings all over it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed in. Yeah.
At least he has a car.
He does.
Did he get to the mountain, top of the mountain, and yell, "I love you"?
No.
And it, like, echoed throughout the valley of Las Vegas?
No. I want to tell the whole county.
Yeah, exactly. I love. I love. No.
I need more echo.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'll keep working on it.
Yeah, your machine.
Just been revoked.
Seriously.
Stop. One day I'll be able to nail this. Okay.
Uh huh. So anyways, so as soon as is he the kind of guy, as soon as his plane lands home, he's like, I'm home.
Yeah, because I told him to.
But got home safe.
I'm like that with people.
I love you. I love you.
I literally told him, let me know when you land.
You are my soulmate. I knew it since I picked you up from the airport.
Yeah. Am I in this too?
You want to get in on it?
I'll get in on it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Please.
I knew when I drove 6 hours out of the way to pick up those dorks in Chicago that you were the one. I want to tell the entire valley and climb in front of you so you can see my traps.
Did you look up at him? Were you like, wow, that is a man right there? Look at those eyes. Look
at those. Yeah. Done that
she's watching
anyone.
From the ground like, oh.
Yeah, she's looking up at him.
Like, to pull his rope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at those inner quads.
Jesus.
And he climbed up there. He's like, I have an announcement to make once I summit.
Yeah.
I love you! Can you hear me?
Looks like we both have equipment.
I'm trying to get on the echo. And the kayak, was it cool? I've never kayaked the Colorado River.
Yeah, the water was great. It was, you know, really calm. It was only 9 mile an hour winds. Perfect weather.
He's like in the rapids.
Dude, that would have sucked.
I love doing this.
It's like crashing into rocks.
You know, people actually have fun doing active things, Greg. It was a good time.
His helmet's fractured in like 13 different directions.
When I almost drowned in the rapids, my life flashed before my eyes. And you were the only one in it.
Stop.
I love you. I've been whitewater rafting before.
Me
and
too.
It was terrifying.
There's a 10-pound bass in my shorts, and I don't care.
I did not miss you guys.
At all. Well, that's a shame, Izzy, because we missed you.
Welcome back, Izzy.